What about the future of human interaction? What about the future of human dialogue? If we can't trust God after the Holocaust, can we trust man? Isn't it possible that that any civilized country is capable of the mass killing that we experienced in Germany and in Eastern Europe? The most civilized of nations, the nation with great culture and philosophy and art and music, was capable of destroying Jews. It wasn't simply a question of a lack of education. The Nazis had all the education in the world. It had to do with their own moral attitude. How could they be driven? Whatever explanation you come up with in explaining the Nazi Holocaust, can we understand how human beings do such a thing? And if indeed we can no longer believe in God, how can we ever trust again humankind? How can we ever trust again the fact that this could not happen again? And there are specific Jewish implications in this. To really understand the impact of the Holocaust on Jewish consciousness is not only to describe its thinking, its articulate spokesman who put down their words in writing. It is also to describe a whole generation and its own consciousness. A lack of trust. Clearly, to understand the psychology of the victim of the Holocaust, the one who ultimately overcomes, is to understand how complicated his feelings are towards human culture, towards human interaction, towards even passing on this information to his or her own children. What are the implications of the Holocaust in understanding the rise of the State of Israel and its continual problem of security and its struggle for survival? To understand something about anti-Semitic hatred after the Holocaust and to understand the psychology of the victim who lived through the Holocaust and to understand how Israel sometimes reacts by evoking Holocaust images. Israel or, for example, when a visiting politician comes to Israel, immediately he is brought, as in the case of Cheney, who recently just, Vice President Cheney, who just came to Israel, the first place he goes is Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial. In other words, there is something more than politically correct in bringing him to that place. To understand how Israel evolves, connect it with the Holocaust. There is no question that Israeli society and Israeli culture is shaped in the context, in the wake of the Holocaust experience. Or what about American culture? The historian Jacob Neuster has argued for many years that the two enduring images of Jewish consciousness among American Jews is, number one, the Holocaust, and the other is the State of Israel. That American Jews have lived vicariously through each experience. The Jewish experience of living in Israel, of course, the living experience, but also living to memorialize the dead Jews, the 6 million Jews who were killed during the Holocaust. For American Jews, the Holocaust plays an important role in creating museums, in writing books, in thinking about, in constant memorials to the Holocaust that go on as part of the calendar of Jewish life. Or one other implication that I think is very important here. What is the impact of the Holocaust on the relationship between Jews and Christians in the post-Holocaust era? As Irving Greenberg has written, a thinker will mention later on, to raise a Jewish child after the Holocaust is to bind him on an altar like the Akedah. The Akedah, of course, is the story of Abraham and Isaac. Abraham sacrificing his son Isaac in the book of Genesis. Or to think about what is the place of Christian guilt? What is the association, the relationship between Christianity and Catholicism and the Pope and the issue of guilt? Who is ultimately guilty for the Holocaust? Where were Christians to protect Jews during the Holocaust experience? And if so, should Jews trust Christians? Should Jews enter into dialogue with Christians? Should there be a kind of intimacy between the Jewish and Christian faith communities after the Holocaust? These are very, very serious issues. And clearly, therefore, when we talk about the Holocaust, we are not only speaking about this horrible experience of slaughter and its impact upon the collective memory of the Jewish community, we are speaking about a whole array of issues, about the self-image of Israeli Jewry, about the self-image of American Jewry, the two largest communities that existed after the Holocaust, after the destruction of 6 million Jews. We are speaking about the relationship that Jews have to the larger world, about their faith, about their attitude towards Christianity and towards their Christian neighbors. In other words, the way the Jew acts and behaves and comprehends himself is directly connected to this searing experience, which has left its impact upon Jews 50, 60 years after these events took place. This is all by way of introduction to our subject of Jewish thought and its relationship to the Holocaust.